Shout out to everybody checking us out on Checkpoint XP. We are the GCC Geek Culture Congress. I am one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my friend, the very famous and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, how you doing, sir?
You guys can't see me, but I'm sitting.
Yes, I actually, let me go. I'm gonna pan this camera. See, I'm gonna be kind of cameraman, and
I'm sitting in a little blue seat.
Yes, and then I have the team of Fiero Initiative once again here, ladies and gentlemen. A round of applause for all my friends here at Fiero Initiative here hanging out, and they have a great announcement for everyone today. Yes, we do. Which is why we are focusing on their game here, Orion Spur. Of course, I have Mr. Peter Propart also in the building today. His resume, artist resume is beyond words, and his artist is awesome, and he is the art director, of course, of this game for them, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. So let's get into it, guys. We saw it here first. You guys brought it to us first here at Geek Culture Congress. We got to play it. So now we're on the cusp of your guys. I'll let you announce it. How about that?
That sounds great, as a matter of fact. We actually have come our complete and total distance at this point. We have totally completed all development. We are getting ready in less than 24 hours. Our Kickstarter campaign will be launching. Our
awesome.
Game will be ready to be backed by all those folks that have been eagerly anticipating its release.
Awesome. Get a round of applause for the whole team at Fiero's Initiative. How many years in development has been this to come right now to where you guys are at right now, about to launch this Kickstarter?
A little over three since the first meeting for, okay, we want to, Ryoga, you've got a game idea.
Right.
Let's talk through it and go, how do we bring it into the material plane?
Right.
How do we make it something that can be on a store shelf?
Okay. So, my question to you is, let's do a quick rundown of what is Orion Spur for anybody who's watching this and saying, what are these people talking about, okay?
Okay.
So, well, give them the quick sales pitch of the game. Here you go. How about that?
Well, we designed a very easy-to-learn, fast-paced, quick Starship Combat game designed to be played by 2 to 4 players. It is designed to be interactive, that players are going at all times, and this, with numerous different species that play rather differently, it's meant to be exciting, quick, and easy, and just plain enjoyable, because you get to blow stuff up.
Awesome.
It's really freaking cool.
That's always fun.
We're not censored here, are we?
You could, sure. Who cares?
No, yeah, we get to blow shit the fuck up.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
That's how we do it.
That's that no regulation. There you go. That's what we like here at Geek Culture Congress. So the launch is tomorrow,
right? The launch is tomorrow. It should be live around noon Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
So if you, at that time, go on to Kickstarter and do a search for Orion Spur. Our game should come up. We'll also have the link on our website, which is www.fieroinitiative.com. That's FIERO INITIATIVE.com.
Excellent, excellent. So, what do they get? Initial, of course, there's always like little goodies and stuff like that when people do the Kickstarters. You guys want to announce some of that a little bit, or you want to tease it? Or
I think we can share a little bit of
it. Okay.
So we have a $1 tier if you just want to keep an eye on the campaign, throw a little support our way.
$1?
$1.
Oh,
$1,
man.
You get all of the news updates. And then we have another tier for just the base game, which you see right here. It does come with everything shown. Box,
okay.
Rule book, you have your ship cards, you have your tactics cards, and a whole bunch of tokens.
Awesome, awesome.
We have a couple other tiers, too, that have a new product that we've been putting together, so we'll We'll keep that one under wraps.
Oh, okay. All right.
But just a little extra to enhance the Orion Spur experience.
Okay, very cool.
And then we also do have a retailer and distributor tier if anyone in that industry is listening.
Oh, okay. That's dope. That's really cool. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that you have the distributors in mind and the people who are supporting the card games. It's a little like subculture kind of, you know, everybody likes to go get together and play.
We wanted to really try and help support the brick and mortar businesses by giving them something that they could actually, you know, pick up and sell to people, because we love going to a game store. We love that environment and that has, you know, your friends, you meet up and you can meet new people and they come in. And it's just, it's really fun to be able to have that experience. And if we don't support that, we're not supporting that experience or our group of people who enjoy tabletop games. And why wouldn't we want to?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
We're assisting dating for shut-ins. That's kind of what we're doing.
They got to get together too, eh?
Yeah, right? Man. Yeah. Why not, man?
Well, and that's one of the things that we have seen both through some of the conventions as well as our experiences with the game stores in the local area, is that what really brings games like Orion Spur together is the people themselves that want to play and get together to play. And if we can do what we can to try to support those game stores wherever they are in the U.S. or wherever it is that you guys are listening, it's the idea that you have a place to go to be with people that are just as geeky and nerdy as you are, that you don't have to be ashamed of who you are. You can go, you can have fun, you can relax, and enjoy yourselves in an environment that's made exactly for playing games like Orion Spur.
Excellent, excellent. So the party is tomorrow, right?
The party is tomorrow. We decided to kick things off with a bang after work hours, so we're going to be over at Waypoint 6 Tavern and Geekery off of Ulmerton Road.
Of course, this is in St. Petersburg, right? Clearwater, Largo, Florida. Yes,
Largo, Florida.
This is in between Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, yeah. Kind of.
Somewhere in that vicinity. Yeah. There's a Wawa nearby. You can't miss it, right? So we're going to be there. We're going to have our computers up to answer incoming Kickstarter questions. We've invited a number of friends and a broader invitation to the rest of the Tampa Bay area to come and hang out with us.
We posted stuff on social media, you know, just come on by, you know, hang out, play the game, demo the game, see what all the fuss is all about, you know, take a picture with me.
There you go. You know? Of course.
I mean,
the legendary Peter Pophart will be in the building tomorrow, yes.
Exactly.
He'll sign anything that he did, right?
Oh, I'll definitely do that. You know, just no children.
No children. He will not sign children, okay?
No. One other thing, if you are one of the early people to arrive, what we're going to do is we're going to break open one of our previous demo copies and give away signed cards. So, come find us. We'll be up on the raised level. It's on the right if you come in. Come say hi. Come check out the game. Ask us questions. We'll give you a card. That is with original concept art by the Peter Pophart himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the it's been called like the Red Line set.
Okay.
Which was, you know, the preliminary designs of the game, the visuals of the game, before it was handed over to the illustrators in my agency that actually ended up completing the absolutely beautiful artwork, which would be Leilani Bustamante and Catherine Moore. They took everything from concept and then carried it through to completion.
Excellent, excellent.
And if you want a great visual to see the evolution of this game, around September on Instagram, we put up a series of images where we went from the original Red Line concept to the illustrator sketches to final artwork, and it's really amazing to see the evolution from one to the other in such a short amount of time.
Excellent. I changed the camera around so people could see that, you know, the guests that are here, not just me. They see me every week.
I mean, you know.
Shouts out to Trash Panda TV. He or she says that's pretty awesome. They're excited about Orion Spur. And so to keep it simple, FieroInitiative.com, all the links will be up there tomorrow, of course, for the Kickstarter, right?
Absolutely.
Just in case you can go to Kickstarter right now and look in upcoming and find the
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the great thing about when clicking on an upcoming campaign is there's a little bookmark that's notify me at launch.
Okay.
So if you've clicked on that and you have a Kickstarter account, you will receive an email when the Kickstarter is live.
Oh, see, I like that. Yeah, so you could definitely do that. Go do that right now, especially if you're a fan of card and board games. This is awesome, especially if you're local here in the Tampa Bay area. Support these local creators here that put this together, or that are actually aspiring to get this out to the market. So they need your support at the Kickstarter, so go subscribe right now to the upcoming Kickstarter. I'm going to put something there because I want my copy. So I'll be hopefully one of the first Kickstarter persons. Okay. And let's get into, Terry, you got any questions for me?
You guys have been steeped into this development of this game and the rules, the artwork, the setup, the marketing. Now that it's done, can you step back and say, like, what's your favorite part of the actual game? Not the process of making it, but what is your favorite aspect of the game? Is it the characters? Is it the gameplay? Is it the species? Is it the art? What is your favorite part of the game?
Actually, there's a twofold answer to that one, to be honest with my friend. Because, one, I've worked with these really good folks to build a game that I actually sit down and enjoy playing. Even with all these years worth of work into it, I still sit down and can enjoy playing it, which is really what I wanted to do at the start. But also for me, because I've been writing the stories behind all of these characters you see on the cover have stories. They're people just like we are, but they have different cultures and different ideas and values and such. So that's one of my other favorite parts, is that it's more than just cards. It's more than just pictures. This is a story, and every player has a story to tell. They just have to gather their fleet and see how their story unfolds.
Cool.
Awesome. So let's imagine that the past episode didn't happen. Let's tell everyone how Oriensburg works, or at least you want to get into the lore first, the introduction of the lore of the races and your the universe of Oriensburg. How about that?
Right. Actually, I definitely can because. Oriensburg, for those of you that are not familiar, is actually this particular portion of the galaxy. We're the spur of the Orion's Arm, so that's kind of the origin of the name, is that Very it cool. takes place in this area. And as you probably are aware, since we are in that particular area, humans are, of course, kind of going to play into this story. But it's a humanity that's learned how to, with a number of growing pains and such like that, they've learned how to pull together into a single, more unified society, where everyone has an equal value, where everyone has a place within the overall larger scheme. So the Terrans have pulled themselves together in such a way that they can now work together enough to not only look beyond Earth, but also beyond the solar system itself and expand out into our nearby space.
Excellent.
But along the way, they've come across some other folks.
They're all there.
Yes, they're all here. The Hussuk, for example, were one of the early species that we ran into.
Mm-hmm.
They are very similar to what we think the dinosaurs might have evolved forward to if they'd have had more of a chance.
Okay, so they're like the reptile kind of... Mm-hmm.
Yes, but unlike
Except
what you're...
people in Congress, you know, the red
population. But they have a much more of a structured society.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is based on color and visual and what their capabilities are. They figure out what their skills are, and that's what they get placed into to do.
I see.
You know, they work
like
very well together.
Kind of like a caste society?
In many ways, yes.
Okay.
But they work very, very effectively together. But at the same time, they can have their own conflicts. But they do kind of fight for space with us, as do most of the others.
Okay.
The Chirrup, however, are bird folks.
Okay.
They actually exemplify what teamwork really is. Their particular planet was a little bit very much different from ours, a lot more thinner air, higher altitudes. So they've had to work together from the very beginnings. It's shown very much in their fleets and how they fight, how they work, that the value of a single bird is not as important as the amount of value that the entire team or flock of birds can have together as a group. So it's something that we Terrans are learning a little bit about from them, is how to move past our own individual sights to look at what the group, the colony, the unit, whatever it might be, needs.
Okay.
But everyone loves this one. The Marushan are, if you want to call it, our divas of this particular portion of the galaxy.
Okay.
They divas? Are.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. They enjoy the finer aesthetics, the higher quality things in life. They're more willing to enjoy the moment than they are looking forward to the goals or futures. Their values are a little bit different, but they still value the contributions of each individual. But they do have the places for those that do versus the people who can appreciate what those people do. They are very, very truly a hunter species. You may not see that because they have smooth words, fine clothes, fine food, and they're more than willing to talk. But if you cross them, they will not forget, and they will come hunting you.
But they're kind of like...
Sounds like a Gemini.
Kind of like the, like maybe the inspiration for them were like a Soviet kind of, like a Russian kind of thing, maybe. Maybe not. I'm grasping at straws.
I can definitely see where you're coming from, yeah. But more of their inspiration of the culture comes a lot more from the Viking.
Okay, yeah.
Where they
I was going to say maybe like a Tsar, like the old Russian.
Yeah, Tsar in some ways, yes. The old Tsars, I could definitely see that.
Go back far enough and the Rus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The Barony definitely, of Muscovy is where that started, actually.
England, you know, the old, you know, yeah.
Yeah, they very much are more monarchistic.
I see.
Or
okay.
Whatever that term might be.
Very cool.
So, those are our four species. They work in a small, relatively small sector of this galaxy, and they sometimes frequently find that they're fighting for the same resources. So, that's excellent. Why we have this interaction.
That's where the actual conflict is. So.
Correct.
For the plot of the... Of the game itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, my question that everybody wants to know is, how do you play it? Of course, we already went through this before the episodes, but let's just imagine, just for the sake of the show, that we didn't do that. So, let's just do like a quick intro to gameplay, maybe.
Mm-hmm. If you want to?
Yeah, take your time. We have all the time in the world.
We have plenty of time. Yeah. Do a nice setup, make cards look pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, you already did that.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Do you plan on maybe doing some companion things? Maybe quite possibly a small comic book or something.
I know that we are looking to eventually potentially have some actual short stories and or comics written about these.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely a possibility we're looking into.
Excellent.
We have a number of species that we are waiting to finish development on that are going to be added into this universe. So there's a lot of stuff that's going to be coming and developing forward after this. This is not a one and done. We've got more plans after this.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So let's get into the nitty-gritty while you guys set up there.
Oh, nice.
We had a blast playing the last time that you guys were here. I don't know if, Tarek, you've up to...
I'm going back out this time.
Yeah, you're going to back out this time?
Really?
Yeah.
I was cheating last time.
I'm effective.
I think they gave you a curve. They gave you a learning curve.
Yeah.
You definitely got a lot of counseling, but that's all right. They built the game, so they need to help you a little bit.
I had a high-level advisor.
Yeah, that's
all I know is when he gets the game, you guys need to tally who wins more so you can brag about it.
I'm definitely going to win.
I think I'm going to actually. I'm going to adjust the camera a little bit because I want people to actually see it better than they did last time. So, you guys get ready. I will adjust this camera. So,
go for it.
Okay. Apologize to anybody watching on the live show.
I mean. It could be
you
worse.
You want to play again? And I'll sit back at your seat and I'll chit chat.
Yeah, I think that's what.
That's perfect.
That's what we could do. Yeah.
It worked last time.
Mm-hmm.
I like that seat.
Yeah,
it makes
you feel powerful.
No, that's me as a person. But
important.
What do you think, Twitch?
Let me sort those just a little bit.
Species?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's one of the nice things now, having all these laid out the way they are, is it makes it very easy to go through. And
now, is this a game that you can stop, pick up the next day where you were, where you left off?
As long as nobody disrupts the table.
Oh, okay.
Or you could take a snapshot of the table.
Yeah.
Imagine it like a chess set.
Got you.
You know.
As a matter of fact,
as long as you're done with cat, you're okay.
if you guys actually had multiple sets, you could set it up to do, like, say, via text, hey, I do this.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It would be a little bit more challenging to do, but, I mean, you could potentially do something like that.
I mean, it worked for Words with Friends.
Yeah, exactly. As long as each of you can see the board state.
Let's see. We got some comments here on the live show. Everybody could talk a little bit more in the microphone because some guys' mics are a little louder than others, I guess. So.
Okay,
You get more volume when you talk actually close to the microphone. These particular microphones. So
fair enough.
Apologize to anybody listening on the show. Don't worry. On the audio show, I'll fix it as good as I can. Let's see. Trash Panda says, "As good as keeping chess honest." When you look away.
I mean, if you don't trust the people you play with, I can't help that.
Well, you know, there's got to be an honor system somehow, right? If you're going to do it that way, so.
Yeah. Well, and that's the reason why it is that we always have rules for games is in order to make sure that you have good sportsmanship.
All right, so I'm actually going to change this to cards.
All right, so just to describe the card shuffling a little bit, and the setup. So the way the game starts is you start with two frigates, a destroyer, and a light cruiser of your species.
Okay, and feel free to pick up the card and show them in the camera,
Let me rotate this one around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Rotate them around a little bit.
So we have our light cruiser, destroyer, and two frigates.
Okay.
And you'll start with a hand of seven cards from your tactics deck.
Okay.
There we go.
Yep. That's good.
Yeah, it is helpful being able to see the camera this time.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
A little less awkward reaching.
Yeah, where are we pointing?
Ideally, in a perfect world, I'm supposed to have a nice big flat screen TV there that I could connect to.
Your hookup's not even routed yet.
Yeah,
so.
What species are each of you guys playing?
I'm currently playing as the Terrans, and Ryoga has the Chirrups.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
See, fans will be flocking in my direction.
So go ahead and give them take over as far as keep on explaining how the game actually works.
Okay, so how the game works, and Ryoga, feel free to jump in whenever, is there are three primary actions you can take per turn and a number of secondary.
Okay.
The main thing you're going to be doing every turn is you're going to be activating one ship to attack a ship in your opponent's front row.
Okay.
Now, if at any point one of the ships in the front row is destroyed, the ship behind it is now considered the front row and is a viable target.
Okay.
So, on my turn, I'm going to take a look at my hand. And I can also...
So I can understand the rules, too.
Sure.
The two ships in the front are the only ships that I could target if I was you.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, the only ships that he could target is that white card and the other card there that I cannot
see.
Right.
Okay.
As long as
the other ones are in reserve and just not in the front line right now.
Correct.
Okay.
But you can attack with them.
Mm.
Now, the thing is, let's say I'm going to... Yeah, I think I've got a good... Yeah, I've got a good thing. So let's say I take my light cruiser back here, and I want to use this railgun card. So here's the railgun, and here is the light cruiser. So the light cruiser has 4 energy, so I can use a weapon that is up to and including 4 energy, which this railgun is.
Okay.
So I'm going to choose to target Ryoga's frigate that's hanging out here.
Okay.
So I spend the energy, which would be out of these tokens. We made sure to give you a lot of them.
Go ahead and show them the tokens so they see what they're actually getting when they finally get the game.
Right, because ordinarily we would actually have the counters out on the ships so that way you could keep better track of what's going on.
Right, okay. Right. So you're shooting, you're using energy from that ship. Which ship again? The
light cruiser back here that I just put tokens on. I'm going to take those tokens off.
Okay.
To show the spending of the energy.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now I'm going to fire that railgun at Ryoga's frigate. Mm-hmm. So the question is, does he have something to respond?
Which one is his frigate? I'm sorry?
That's this colorful one right over here. Mm-hmm.
Which, it's actually going to move slightly off course so that the shot actually glances off the hull instead of through it.
Okay.
Which cuts that damage in half.
So now instead of doing 2 damage to his shield, which is this blue one, and 2 damage to his hull, it's going to do 1 and 1. So he'll still have 2 shield left and 1 hull left. Now, if he had a different type of reaction card, because my light cruiser is the one that initiated the attack, this is an opportunity where he could deal damage to it even though it's not in the first row.
So he could respond. He could respond back to the ship that shot at him even though it's not in the first row.
Yes, because at that point, if you were to visualize the combat as it's happening,
mm-hmm.
the ship, in order to fire, needs to break out of formation.
Right, to shoot the shot.
Exactly.
And now it's exposed.
There's line of sight.
Exposed. Okay. Which means that I then, if I had the appropriate resources, could fire directly back because none of the escorts are now in the way.
So in the actual game, would I move that card then and say, hey, I'm shooting with this, and I move it to the side so it's exposed? Or is this a known rule?
You don't need to. It is one of those things that's established in the rules that you are able to go ahead and respond to the ship which is firing upon you.
Okay.
The majority of what you'd think you'd see as far as ships moving around is really not necessary for gameplay. It's simulated in such a way that you get the effect of it or feel that things are moving around without having to move all the cards like crazy.
Okay, very cool.
Now, did you have to expend any energy yourself to do that counter move?
For this particular move, no, I did not.
Did not. Okay, so you're stacking up chips.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, no.
But that does mean that potentially that's one more reaction card that's now out of my hand.
Right.
Leaving me a little bit potentially more exposed, depending on what it is she decides to do.
It's opportunity cost.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
It is. Now, there's other secondary abilities I could do, because that... So I did my attack action. If I had more energy on that ship, I could do a little bit more.
Okay.
So that would be my primary action for this turn. I could do a couple of different secondary actions. Like, let's say my shield is 4. Let's say my shield was down to 2. I could go ahead and play this lesser shield repair card, which would repair my shield by 2, giving me my full shield back. I could do that as a secondary action on my turn.
You did respond and you did shoot back, right?
No, I responded with this, which is a glancing blow.
A glancing blow,
It doesn't actually allow me to fire back, but this is just an example of what could be done on her turn that doesn't require energy. Oh,
okay, but it's still your turn, right? You get to respond, right?
No, my response is done. Oh, that attack is resolved, so it's up to her.
It's up to her now. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
So basically, she swung at him, he sidestepped.
No.
And now they're just looking at each other again.
Right. Now, if I had gone with a weapon that didn't require as much energy, I could swing again and see if he has another fancy move up his sleeve or if the hit connects.
Okay.
I also, as a secondary action, can discard one card from my hand to draw another to try and maximize my abilities this turn as well as during his turn.
Okay.
So I've done my primaries, I've done my secondaries. I generate 1 recruitment at the end of the turn. which I could use during what's called our regroup action, which is where you get to refill on cards, refill on energy, kind of reset the board, and come back on your next turn stronger.
Okay.
But since I've taken my recruitment token, it is Ryoga's turn.
All right.
It is indeed. And I'm going to actually open with a secondary because I have this pretty, pretty bird here.
All right.
That I am going to be able to actually play to allow me three new cards in my hand.
Hmm. You don't have to discard any cards for those three cards. Okay.
I simply play that. And that actually gives me quite a bit to work with. So the next secondary action I'm going to take is this minor hull repair, which, again, doesn't require any energy, but it does allow me to go ahead and actually repair this frigate.
Now, should you automatically put the tokens that you need on your cards from in the beginning of the game?
Normally,
yes, I know you guys are pros. That's why you guys are
right. That's why we're kind of working without to show you, give you a little bit better chance to see the cards. But yes, that's part of setup would be to go ahead and make sure all of your ships had their appropriate tokens. So I'm a little bit miffed and unhappy at the fact that she did that.
So you get to do a you played one card.
I played one card as a secondary.
You
draw cards.
Mm-hmm,
I repaired my frigate as another secondary, so I haven't taken my main action yet.
Right, okay.
Which I'm going to go ahead and use my light cruiser to go ahead and fire back.
Okay.
The question is, do I want to try knocking this destroyer out, or do I want to try taking the frigate?
Okay.
I think I want to try to see if I can spike this destroyer and take it out.
Bring it.
Okay.
And it begins.
I may have played this game once or twice.
You may have.
Put that out there.
So let's go ahead and spend two of our four power points to fire some fission missiles at that destroyer.
There you go, yeah.
These are some rather nicely sized missiles. They will do 4 points of damage. But we'll see how her response is.
And that costs you two energy points.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I currently only have two power left.
Okay, well, since...
And if you had the tokens on there, you would take the two tokens away. And
correct.
For the sake of the demonstration,
I can hand that over while I choose how I'm going to respond. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to trigger the internal ability of my destroyer, which is its light laser. Okay. So one of the things about laser weapons is they are attack reaction abilities. So I could use it as my normal attack, but I can also use it as
defense.
A reaction.
Oh, a reaction, okay.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to spend two energy to use my light laser. And now I actually have a choice as to who my target is. I could fire back at the ship he's attacking me with, or I can take out some of the missiles and lessen the damage to me. So I'm actually going to do that. I do two damage with the light laser, which is going to destroy two of the four missiles flying my way. So I'm only going to take two damage. So my shield is still intact.
Okay. I like that. That works really well.
Okay, what else you got?
Well, what I have here on my light cruiser, and I'm going to go ahead and actually tap it, or exhaust it for... I'm going to overcharge my ship to give myself... a third token of energy.
Now, explain the overcharge to people who are still trying to understand how the game is. Sorry.
Okay, so I know that there were a number of different sci-fi shows and a number of different books where they've said all power to weapons or something like that, which is basically what my captain of this ship is doing, is shunt everything that we have in all of our power into our weapons right now. Mm-hmm. So shut down anything else that's unnecessary, and like we're just drifting on life support.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting everything we can, which gives us an additional point of power.
Okay.
Which is good because I have a main medium laser here that I will fire at that same ship for 3 points worth of damage.
Okay. I think I'm just going to fully evade that attack.
Oh, my God.
You got to show them the card, though.
I do have to show them
slick.
The card.
We actually have the final art for that card recently came in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. It's dead beautiful.
It is.
No, all the art, all the preliminary art looks awesome. Mm-hmm. Your whole team did a kick-ass job on the whole project.
Job of it. I'll see if I can pull up the actual image, and you guys, I'll show it to you on the camera. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. Now, didn't you have to play a card in order to fire your laser?
No, because one of the...
on the ship.
It's actually... Each of the ships does have their own abilities.
Yeah.
It did use all of its power.
Yeah, okay. Mm.
So let's say you were a fool, right? And you decided to overcharge that ship before your action,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Pete, I actually...
Let her finish.
Oh, you found it?
I did find it. It is...
Oh, perfect.
Here, get closer.
Get a little closer so people can see that.
All right.
I don't know if it... Focus on it.
It's absolutely beautiful, illustration. I love it.
Yeah, excellent.
Can we do a social media post going, you don't want to miss this?
Oh, boy.
Shouts out to everybody who's watching us on the live stream here on Checkpoint XP. This is the GCC, Geek Culture Congress, and we are here with Fiero Initiative. They are showcasing their brand new card game, Orion Spur. This is kind of like a run-through of the game mm-hmm. right now. So I apologize for anybody who's tuning in late. We just had a little spike of tune-ins right now. So that's why I'm kind of resetting what's going on. Mm-hmm. They are launching their Kickstarter tomorrow for this game. So if you like what you see and you're into card games, please support them. They need your support. And I'll let them continue with their game introduction as it in progress, should I say.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for being
here. Go ahead, guys.
Indeed.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. And for the rest of my turn, which is going to be interesting.
Oh.
Oh, yes, I do.
You got it? Okay.
I'm going to show you guys. This is one of those really cool things.
Zoom. We'll go ahead and get a little closer.
Yeah, that one you got to get a little closer.
Yeah, this one's a little bit... This is still in its red line phase, as it were. Right. But this is called auxiliary power. This is the spare reactor that I have in the back that we're now turning on, which completely re-energizes my ship.
As a secondary action.
Mm.
Yes, it doesn't...
Interesting.
His turn's not done yet.
Yeah, my turn is not done yet.
He still gets to attack.
So do you have to play all the cards in your hand before we do the reset again?
No. After he takes his turn, it then becomes and by that, I mean when he's done doing his attacks and any secondary actions.
Right.
Once it moves to my turn, I then have a choice as to whether I want to activate another ship or if I want to take a regroup action.
Oh, okay. Okay, very cool. Okay, sorry. Continue.
No, that's fine. I am, however, going to use all of its power because we have a set of a little more powerful ion missiles here.
Nice.
So they're actually costing me 4 power, but will hopefully be doing 8 damage to this destroyer that should be running out of resources soon.
Excellent.
Wah, 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 wah.
That's a no.
Okay.
Oh, well, you got to explain what the card is.
Yes, so I had another evasion in my hand, mm-hmm. thankfully. So my destroyer is safe. However, I think there's only 4 or 5 total in my deck. So hopefully I played it at a good time.
I see.
There's only so much dip, dive, dodge, mm-hmm. dip, dive.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and take my recruitment token and pass my turn.
Okay.
Because one of the things that is true is that while you can do a lot of things on your turn, you don't have to do everything on your turn. You can choose to save things for later, depending on timing, like mm-hmm. what she's talking about with the evasions. Mm-hmm. You can choose to use them or not. It depends on what you want to do.
Now, real quick, before you continue, the importance of the recruitment tokens?
Those are the only way that you get new ships.
Okay. Excellent.
So if, for example, I'd actually taken that destroyer mm-hmm. out, then she could have used her recruitment points to bring something else back in.
Okay. And how many total ships are in each race's kind of fleet, options-wise?
There are a total of 14 fleet cards for each one of the species.
All right, cool. All right. Sorry, continue.
That's all right. So I'm looking at the board state, and I'm looking at my hand, and even though I avoided a lot of damage, I also only have 3 cards in hand. So if I choose to activate a ship this turn, I might not have a lot of defense when it becomes his turn. So I'm going to choose to do the regroup option.
Okay.
So I get to look at my cards and go, I'm going to discard this card, mm-hmm. and I'm going to draw back up to 7. So I've got a few more options during my next turn.
If you didn't decide that and you decided just to go crazy, overcharge everybody and just start shooting at him, maybe take out 1 or 2 of his ships, you still would leave yourself open because he would be able to respond.
Exactly.
And he has like 5 cards probably there, plus all his ships, that whatever ships that he has left. Yeah. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay. Just explaining some of the strategy, right?
Absolutely.
The minutia. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, in addition, your energy and your cards are your resources. So you very much have to manage those during your turn.
And the ships too, of course, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Now, is your reset considered a secondary action?
No, this is my main action main for the action. Turn. I will not be attacking this turn.
Okay, mm-hmm. And you gave up a card. As part of the rule, you have to give up a card in order to do the reset?
You do not have to give up a card, but it is an opportunity to remove cards out of your hand that maybe you can't afford, or maybe you've been hanging on to a lot of heals that you're not using.
Gotcha.
Or you just look at your hand and go, I know there's something better in my deck. I need to go fishing for some more cards.
Huh.
That is the time to do it.
Right. It's like putting your profile back up on Plenty of Fish. I'm not happy.
Look, it could be worse. You haven't gone to Farmers Only yet.
All right, let's continue.
Yeah, so I've done that. I also get to put all the energy back on my light cruiser that I spent last turn, and if any of my other ships were out of energy, which this one is, I could do the same. And
I'm sorry. And so, what was this phase? What was the name of this phase again?
This is the regroup.
Regroup phase. So, in the regroup phase, you get back your energy for your ships and stuff like that.
Just the energy. You do not regain. No shield or hull. No shield.
You need some kind of boost card or something like that to have that happen, right?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
So I've done all that. Now I get to look at my recruitment points. I have just the one.
Okay.
Just the one. Even says one on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not cheating. And I get to choose whether I want to bring in another ship. Now, one recruitment's only going to get me another frigate, but I'm going to do it anyway because I think that's going to be fun. Because more ships means more options. And the fun part about frigates is they negate damage on the ships adjacent to them.
Okay.
For energy.
Excellent. For energy, but it does mean that my destroyer is going to have a little bit more staying power than it did before.
All right.
I would put the related tokens on it. And then this is also an opportunity for me to rearrange my fleet. The main rule is that your ship that's worth the most victory points is your flagship. So if I had brought out a ship bigger than the light cruiser,
mm-hmm.
I would put that where the light cruiser currently is and find a spot for the light cruiser and the rest of my fleet. And this table is unfortunately not wide enough, but the board is 5 ships by 2, so you can have a total of 11 ships out if the game's been going on long enough.
Can you move now in your regroup? Can you readjust any other ship?
Absolutely.
Move them to the front?
Whatever. So I could choose to maybe move my destroyer back to let it heal, or so it doesn't take damage, and put that frigate up front.
And so you can only do this moving in the regroup phase.
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure. We can be like, well, I'm going to move my ship to the front now because you're almost killing this one, right? You can't do that in the middle of action, right?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
She likes a little elbow room for some ass whooping. That's what this is all about.
Well, I mean, it's anyone's game. I'm not playing.
Oh!
All right, so I've rearranged my fleet. I recruited something. I've recharged my energy. I just have to restock the energy on this ship. I've reset my hand. If I had any repair cards that I wanted to play, or if I had my captain card to draw more cards, I could still play it, because those are secondary actions.
Mm-hmm.
I could even do the discard and draw one.
Okay.
But my turn is done, my regroup phase is done, and I'm going to take my recruitment point and pass it over to Ryoga.
Okay. So I'm going to do something.
So you still get a recruitment point, even though you're doing the...
Correct.
The,
right.
Okay. Get it every round.
Every round, but you get it at the end of the turn. So if you take a regroup action, you don't get the point until after you're done, so you don't randomly have an additional point you didn't have at the start of the turn.
I see. I understand.
So I'm going to go crazy here.
Okay.
Because this is definitely going to be something different for folks to see.
Mm.
So I'm actually going to go ahead and use my other auxiliary power token.
Okay.
So that I have all of the energy on board all of my ships.
Hmm.
Now, granted, this is leaving me with very few cards, but I'm going to actually go ahead and flock for my action.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Explain.
So,
sorry.
What this does is that basically my flagship here, my light cruiser, is issuing orders to some of the rest of the ships to fire on a particular target. So it's going to be using its own power to direct the fire from other ships at a single target.
Is that a special... one of the... we had talked about this last time. That's why I remember.
This is
a special race tactic.
Yep.
That this only a tactic. Certain race can do.
Mm-hmm. I like the yes. bird claws you were doing
yeah,
there.
This mm-hmm. Yeah. Tactic.
So this is how they truly work together, and they're going to do multiple things. And I really would like to reduce the amount of defenses around this destroyer because I want the destroyer. So I'm going to see if I can hit this frigate way over here on the side. But it requires me to expend energy because this is, you know, I'm radioing back and forth. And I'm actually going to go ahead and use my frigate out here. This is now activated as part of that action. Mm-hmm. And I am going to overcharge it, which is going to leave her the ability to hit it later. But we're going to go ahead and fire. Beautiful.
If she's able to hit it, even though it's overcharged, that means the shields are non-existent, right?
The shields are there, but mm-hmm. that's the only defense it has.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. No secondary actions.
These phase lasers are going to be fired at that from this frigate.
How much damage is that? Well, we have to see what she
does. It's potentially 3 points, but we see what she can do.
It's going to be the 3 points.
Okay.
So there goes my shield and one of my hull points. So my ship's hurting a little bit.
He's limping.
And now as another portion of that, I can use two more of the points from my light cruiser to then activate the destroyer, because it already has 3 power, which I'm going to go ahead and use, to finish it off. Actually.
He said that with such pride. Yeah. He was like, and now.
Let's do this the fun way. We'll go ahead and fire this beautiful-looking plasma beam at that particular target for 1 damage and 1 damage.
Oh, I mean, thanks for the pretty light show, but I'm just going to evade that again.
Oh, wow. Mm. Nice.
I'm having a good hand this turn.
You are indeed.
The drive home with the children is going to be horrible.
It is. So I'm going to go ahead.
They might bust out the box in the middle of the ride.
Yeah.
Just run it again.
We'll use its last point of power plus its spare point of power, and we're going to go ahead and fire its light laser to see if we can pull another evasion out of her hand.
Well, instead of an evasion, you're going to get the card as a trophy this time.
And birds won.
Nice.
Humans nothing.
Mm-hmm. Birds also spent how many cards and now have 2 wonderful targets for me to
yes,
attack
this
on my
is true.
Targets?
This is true.
Sacrifices had to be made.
You are not wrong.
So you put yourself out there just to get a kill, kind of.
Right.
A little bit.
But it also allowed me to go ahead and see about trying to pull other cards out of her hand. Now, mm-hmm. I wasn't as successful as I anticipated, right. But it still used some of her resources, even though it's left me vulnerable. But knowing the fact that I was going to need to regroup as is, I decided to go ahead and use what resources I have. Chance the fact that she can't kill 2 targets in 1 shot.
Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And then be able to go ahead and regroup on my next turn.
So, before you continue, will there be like, will you have somebody who's learning the game still and doesn't quite understand, you know, just so they're following all the rules? Would it have to be like, you know, with their nose in the book while they're trying to play the game? Or will there be like a little quick reminder card or something like that with some rules or the flow of the game or something like that?
We actually do have some reference cards that are included. They're of the same size as the ship so that way they're easy to read.
Excellent. Let's show them what to expect so they're not... So that
supposedly easy to find, too.
And hopefully easy to jump into the game once they, you know, give a quick read of the mm-hmm. of the rules, and then they can use that as their guide as they're playing through the
and
game,
we
right?
We do have a how-to Excellent. Play video with some quick basic tips on it, and Excellent. We have a longer Perfect. Play one as well, so you don't have to be nose in the book right. the entire
okay,
time.
Yeah. So, cool.
And
I like it. And I asked that for me because that's why I want to... Wait, can we do that? Wait.
we'll put in an extra card to yours just in case.
I'll take a picture and send it to the other person. Here you go.
All personally right. send you any FAQs well, we developed.
Every player is going to have a reference card they can use, as well as the fact that we did include near the back of the rule book a quick reference section.
Oh, okay, cool.
So that way you can quickly look and see what it is you
so
need.
So there's plenty of tools for everybody to keep up with how the flow of the game is supposed to go. Okay,
exactly.
So continue with your match. We've still got about 5 minutes or so. I don't know.
Okay, I think we can do that, but I just want to show off the glossary with all of the stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We wanted to make this game as approachable as possible, and we've seen usually by the third turn, most people seem to have the basics down.
Okay.
And then as people play more and more, they start to get more into the strategy.
Right.
And more cut throw.
Excellent. Let me do one more reset, guys. So, shout out to everyone who's watching us on the live show here at Checkpoint XP. This is Geek Culture Congress, the GCC. We're live with Fiero Initiative. We had them here earlier last year. Showing off their card game, Orion Spur, and their Kickstarter for the game starts tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, okay? The website's up there on the description of the show there, FieroInitiative.com. You can go to Kickstarter right now and go and find their upcoming Kickstarter and, you know, click interested in all that stuff. And they need your support so they can put this great product out complete. For everyone to enjoy. So, Tarek signing off. Tarek, have a good one, brother.
See you guys. See enjoying you. The game. I'm going to murder Speedy in it.
Yes, we're going to play it.
Okay.
All right, guys. So please continue. We still got some time here on the live show.
Okay.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. We can stay here as long as we want.
Hmm?
At least till 8. Well, at least
you have air conditioning. I'm happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you guys cold? I can lower it. Guys good? The temperature there?
I'm fine.
Okay, good.
I'm fine.
All right, so please continue with your game.
Yeah, so I think what I'm going to do, since I have such wonderful targets available, is I'm going to take advantage of that and spend 4 energy from my light cruiser to fire this particle beam.
Okay.
Which is going to do 4 damage, which is just enough to take out that frigate that can't defend itself.
Wow.
So I do believe that is 1-1.
The price you pay for overcharging something has just been demonstrated.
You could say it's
indeed, or the potential price for overcharging something just been demonstrated. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. Do I have any other nonsense that I want to bring out? Not at this time. So I'm going to get another recruitment point to signal the end of my turn.
Yes. And obviously, since I don't have any real resources to expend at this point, I am going to go ahead and solidly regroup.
Okay.
I'm sorry, were you going to retreat?
No.
Of course you can always say forfeit and quit on the game, right? Like,
I mean,
you
of
won,
course.
Right? You could tap out like MMA, you know?
If you felt like he could flew the coop, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go easy on me. I'm just winging it.
I'm sorry, do you have a pun warning for this? Because...
Huh?
Do you have a pun warning for this?
No.
Oh,
no?
Okay, good.
All those poor people.
May I have my ships, please?
You may.
Are you sure you need them?
You don't get to claim them all as booty right now, okay?
As you hand off.
So while they're getting ready, Peter.
Yeah.
I know you got some ideas for future Orion Spur stuff, as far as like many stories, many books.
That and we're discussing additions to the game and beyond
booster packs
and also games beyond Orion Spur.
I see.
So there's a lot of stuff that we are very hopeful to be able to accomplish. And I know we will be able to accomplish, but obviously the very first step, like the keystone, really is this Kickstarter. Once this Kickstarter launches and it funds, that allows us to be in the position of really, really going ham on everything.
What is the goal? Can you say that? I don't know. I don't know. I've never done a Kickstarter before.
I don't see any reason we can't. Okay. Our current goal is... $30,000.
Okay.
We do that. If we hit that, the game funds, everybody gets their copies, and we do have stretch goals. So we're always, we do welcome more money and more pledges.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. I want to reset once again because the viewership keeps going up. So shouts out to everyone watching us here on Checkpoint XP. This is the GCC Geek Culture Congress live from Tampa, Florida, or it's actually St. Petersburg, Florida. And I'm here with the fine people from Fiero's Initiative. They're showing off their card game Orion Spur, which is going to be a Kickstarter starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow.
They need your support so they can put out this great new card game out on the market. Especially if you're a fan of card games and you like, dare I say, like Star Trek, Babylon 5, Star Wars, ship-to-ship battles, this is for you, okay? You're that kind of sci-fi person, this is down your alley. I love that stuff, so, personally, between me and you. So, continue with the game, okay? Or you can go to FieroSInitiative.com if the Kickstarter's too difficult for you, and there'll be links up there for you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Indeed. And as we rejoin, my turn actually is complete as I spent the time pulling myself back together and bringing in a spare
Terran ship.
Yeah, I noticed that. thank you.
Wrong You're welcome. Ship. I Wrong thought ship. It was hilarious.
Wrong it ship. Is, actually.
Wrong ship.
Handed to him by me. Wrong race. I'm not even gonna lie.
It's okay. As you can see, some of the art is not done on this demo pack, right? Because this is just a demo pack,
right? Because this was designed as a demo, but we are pushing forward, and part of that money is that is we are asking for people to back mm-hmm. is going to help us finish making this game fill right. with all these beautiful, beautiful
yes.
paintings.
Yes, it's great. So the stretch goals, what are they again? To get people a little excited about the Kickstarter,
just to repeat
for the people, for the people that jumped in late.
Sure. So our initial stretch goals are: we're going to have foil versions of the captains and the battleship cards that will come with all pledges if we hit the goal. We are also going to upgrade the cards to a linen finish. So for those who may not know what a linen card finish is, if you go buy just a standard pack of bicycle poker cards and you've got that textured feel, that's a linen finish. It's sturdier than other cards, and it still allows for that flexibility out of the pack so you don't have to break the cards in.
So unlike a standard type of finish on a card, it's not going to get brittle and break. It's actually going to be a lot more like the linen that it sounds like, and it's going to actually bend and flex with use, so it's going to be more durable.
Cool.
Another stretch goal is to have a similar finish to the box itself, so you'll have a nice textured box. And then if our final goal is, right now the tokens are straight cardboard, what we'd love to do if we can hit the that particular stretch goal is upgrade to acrylic tokens.
Acrylic tokens
are like your see-through plastic. You may, if you've played games like Pandemic, that's what the cubes are made out of. If you've ever walked by some tabletop people who have their little discs.
Right.
I'm trying to think of a non-game component that's made of acrylic, but I guarantee you've seen it somewhere.
I'll take your word for it.
And they're very durable.
Very
durable. You see them a little bit in PC Windows side panels sometimes, but that's really about it.
The other question I have for you is the actual tiers that you can, money that you can pledge. What do you get for putting, you did a dollar?
We did a dollar. Yeah. We have a retailer tier. Mm-hmm. The base game is $40, and that will get you...
So $40 gets you a copy of the game when it's ready?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else?
The other tiers will also get you a copy, and one of the new pieces that we have concepts for is a playmat with the full grid.
Oh, I like playmats.
Mm-hmm.
Playmats.
Neoprene playmat.
It's going to have places on that mat to show you where all of your ships need to go, where your decks need to go, where your victories need can go. So that way, it lays it out, and it makes it especially easier when you're first getting adjusted and learning the game. It lets you put all the components out where you can see them and know what they are and what their functions are.
Excellent, excellent.
So the remaining tiers come with two or four of the play mats, so that way you have a full set to go with your core box.
Cool. All right. Let's let's continue with the game. We still got some time unless you guys... I'm on your schedule now, so...
Okay, so Ryoga just finished his turn, so now it's my turn. And he regrouped, so he's got some more stuff in his hand that he's kindly showing me.
Excellent. I'm glad it's a demo game for a friendly game.
No.
Debatable.
I'm not entirely certain friendly is the term.
Okay, let's continue.
Let's see. He's got some new ships out. He's got a whole new hand of stuff.
And more importantly, I have power.
You do have power, but here is what I have.
Oh, Lord of Jesus.
I...
As they say, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm. Everyone who's on the live show on Checkpoint XP, if you got a question, go ahead and put it in the chat, and I'll shoot it to the guys here live on the show, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
We'll be glad to answer whatever questions you guys might have.
Yeah. As long as it's respectable, of course. Please.
All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to trigger my special ability, which is suppressing fire.
So I'm going
to use all of the energy on this ship to use suppressing fire on this ship.
And that's, the explanation for anybody who's still trying to follow, that's your race's special ability.
That is Terran's special ability.
Suppressing fire. So suppression fire, which is interesting.
So what that does is I'm firing a barrage of stuff at this ship to the point where it's distracted and it's no longer in the way of the ship behind it.
Hmm. So effectively, to illustrate that, if we put this off to the side, this is now what's available to be shot.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my Terran Destroyer, because it's not in the front, so I can overcharge it and not worry too much, to fire ion missiles at this frigate back here, and I'm going to target lock it too to make sure it's still there.
So he can't evade.
Hmm. So you could pile on the actions.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
As long as you got the cards to do it, right?
Yep. You do. The only restriction I'm going to say for that is you can't just play like two attack cards.
Mm-hmm.
Your opponent does have the opportunity to respond to each one individually.
So he's got a good hand for you know, lack of better words, he can respond, of course.
Yes.
Accurate, in his favor as well.
Correct.
Okay, but if you have a good hand and you want to be on the offensive, you can can pile it on, as long as you got the cards
for
it.
Ion missiles and target lock work really, really well together.
Excellent.
Pair them with any large missile?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that did burn through the energy of two ships and a couple of different cards in my hand, so... I think it was worth it. I'm going to find out because it's his turn now.
Yeah.
And the missile is in the other tube.
Yeah, I think we'll fire tube number two. We're going to go ahead and use our light cruiser's energy because it has 4 points of power. And we're going to go ahead and fire this beautiful-looking railgun here.
Nice.
At this now-stranded frigate, because it doesn't have any other defenses outside of its own power. And it, if it hits with its full impact, it will do the two hull damage it needs to take it out. Just like
that. It does. And that's one of the great things about the game. You can come off in the initial turns very strong.
Right.
If you've got all of your auxiliary powers, if you have your evasion cards, if you play your special abilities. But it does come at a cost because your deck only has so many of each card. Mm-hmm. Now, if during the course of the game you do get to the bottom, you do get to reshuffle.
Right.
So there is opportunity to do more stuff, but it's this back and forth that is the meat of Orion's Spur.
Mm-hmm.
So how long would you say of total? You know, we've been about about half hour into the game. You guys a lot of exposition though. But two guys that know what they're doing, or two to four people who know what they're doing and they're going through the game. How long is a gameplay usually?
We've had less than 15 minutes. Just one versus one.
An extreme case, maybe.
Well, yeah, it's when one of the decks ends up coming with really good cards, and the other one just can't quite find what it needs.
Right.
But, like, you know, we've had some solid two-player games that have gone for a good half hour back and forth. Whereas, like, a good four-player game, you're looking probably 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's fair. That's reasonable.
It's fairly fast-paced.
Yeah, okay. Cool. And, of course, for anybody who's watching, of course, we're doing a lot of exposition explaining how everything's working. So this is why it's they're in kind of in the middle of their game still. All right. So let's continue. While we're still here live on Checkpoint XP. Shouts out to everyone who's joined us right now. This is the demonstration of Orion Spur. Their Kickstarter starts tomorrow. So go ahead and add their website to your bookmarks, FieroInitiative.com. Kickstarter starts tomorrow. If you like what you see, you like card games, you like sci-fi, ship-to-ship battles, big capital ship battles, this is for you, okay?
All right, so it's my turn, and I'm going to be taking my regroup action because I'm not looking in the best of positions right now.
True.
So I'm going to discard these two cards, so I get to draw six, to refill my hand to seven. And then I get to re-enable my overcharged ship, put some energy back on all of my ships, give myself a fighting chance here.
I just want to see who wins. We can't leave without somebody having a winner. Okay.
I feel like it's just one of those things where you're watching, it's like, no, wait, hold on.
What is it? We're at two apiece. Two apiece. Goal is 10 in a normal game.
Usually for demos, we run about a 5 just to make it a little bit quicker for people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But one of the other things that can be very true is that as the game progresses, bigger and bigger ships normally come out. And being that they are worth more points, it can really start to push.
You can win the game by just taking out one of those big ships.
Yeah, like using the combination like what she did, if she could have done that with a little bit heavier weapon and done that to one of a larger ship, then she could easily have pushed a significant amount of points in her direction.
So average points you needed for victory is
10. In a normal game,
10.
In a quick game, 5.
Okay, so 5 is the goal today, right now?
Yes.
And then the other question is, at average, do ships range from how many points of value to?
From your frigates that are only one up to your battleships that are full 6. A battleship itself is 10.
Okay,
if you can take down one of these battle wagons, and they're beautiful, but they're really, really powerful.
So in a quick one-to-one game, you take out a battle wagon, that's it, as a wrap. One ship.
First off, it's getting it out, too, because it does cost a lot of points.
I see.
It does indeed. But, I mean, the cool part about this, I don't know if you guys can see this well enough, like, this battleship has 11 shields and 10 hull to get through.
So it's going to take... It's a monumental stack.
Exactly.
To do.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's worth the 10 points.
I see.
And one of the other things that's true, too, is like it has the ability to fire its heavy laser, which is a 5 damage laser.
Which is like the Star Blazers, Macross or something like that, something taking a big shot.
Yeah, kind of along those lines.
Yeah.
That was a great reference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So just for those who have just jumped on, what I've done is I redrew my hand, and then I recharged all my ships that I had. And another thing I can do during regroup is I can spend recruitment tokens to bring in more ships. So I had 3, and I opted to spend all 3 on this light cruiser, so I had a little bit more firepower.
Okay.
And then I also have a chance to rearrange my fleet. So my destroyer is tired of hiding, so I'm putting it back out into the front, and now my frigate is going to be able to do a little bit of defense for it and the light cruiser with its ability. The other thing I can do is I did draw my captain card.
Okay.
So I'm going to draw an additional 3 cards and maybe make him think twice about his next move.
Okay.
Oh, no. I don't need to think twice. I already know exactly what I'm doing.
Ooh.
Run away.
Not entirely, but I do have 2 recruitment funds to work with.
Wait, we do need some music. Also, because they're not attack cards.
I don't want to get any copyright held off on a couple of notes there.
But one other thing I'm going to do is I do have a lesser shield and a lesser hull repair card.
Mm-hmm.
Do it that way. So those heal my shield and hull for 2 points each, respectively. So okay. I'm going to use one on my light cruiser back here and use the shield on this ship up here. So now I'm back to full.
Okay.
And I'm going to take my recruitment point because it's the end of my turn. And Ryoga, the play is yours.
Cool.
So you could technically win this game even though you're outnumbered. Just by scoring points.
If you have the right combination of cards, you could conceivably do that. We have played scenarios where it's been large groups of small ships versus a really big one. Mm-hmm. And it's been a relatively even fight. And that's really kind of
excellent,
solid as far as that, well-balanced. I am not going to be firing this round. Because I can't afford to.
So you're
going to
be... regrouping.
I am indeed. And I'm going to actually get rid of all of these cards. Because I need...
And how many base in hand? Seven?
Seven, five. That's correct.
Okay, seven.
And I actually should have three of these out here now.
There's a three for you.
Thank you. Don't have to keep your hand to a minimum of seven, but seven is always what you drop up
right.
to.
So that's
if you
have more than that,
you're not.
When it's time for regrouping, sorry.
Yeah.
And
correct.
And the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons that I wanted to do that is because with a destroyer sitting out here on the end where he has no defense whatsoever, makes no sense. Let's bring the group back in
right.
and potentially force her a little bit more time to wait.
And just to reiterate, you can only do the moving readjustment of your fleet in regroup phase, right?
That's correct. That is the reason that I did the regroup, was so that I could readjust the fleet.
Excellent.
But I'm also doing something different in that I'm using a regroup phase, but I'm not actually using any of my recruitment points.
Okay.
Because I'm hoping that I can hold out long enough to maybe get in some bigger guns. Because I know I'm outgunned right now.
All right.
He wants the BFG. He's not going to get the BFG.
I didn't know we put the big friendly giant in this game.
Boo.
Let's just continue with the game.
I agree.
Oh. Yeah, let's go.
Okay,
so
we can
wrap up the show.
But
all right.
I mean, it's late enough. We could do a chicken dinner.
All right.
Sweet Lord,
I don't know.
Jesus.
Let's use the tried and true.
These jokes are going to kill me, Lord.
We're going to have our light cruiser back here fire plasma bolt at his front destroyer for 4 points.
Okay. Go ahead and repeat that because we were laughing. Sorry.
How dare you? Anyway, what I've done is my light cruiser that I have in the back has 4 energy, and I have spent that to use this plasma bolt. That will do 4 damage to his destroyer unless he has some trickery up his sleeve.
Excellent.
Which, well, now because it is a plasma weapon, it will actually do damage to both destroyers if I actually let it hit. But because I don't want that to happen, I have one of these cards she's used against me a number of times. I'm not there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to steal a play out of your book then.
Okay.
And I'm going to auxiliary power my light cruiser so it has all 4 of its energy again. And then, let's see.
Indeed. We can dance this dance.
Then I'm going to spend 3 of its energy to fire its internal medium laser for 3 damage.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take those 3 points, but I'm also going to spend 2 of my own to fire back with an ion laser at that particular attacking ship.
Well, I think that's 2 points off my shield gone. And then I'm also going to spend 1 more energy and overcharge my ship to get 1 additional point, so I have 2 for a plasma beam on that destroyer.
The suspense.
Indeed. That is a single point to each one of these.
Is this where golf clap?
So, because I didn't hear the explanation earlier, the plasma weapons, are they the only ones that hit multiple ships that are aligned like that?
That is correct. That is the characteristic of the plasma because it does have a very explosive force when it interacts with other things.
Interesting.
So that is the characteristic of a plasma weapon is to go through and do multiple ship attacks. Just like the ballistic weapons, like your railguns, are doing hull damage as opposed to just straight damage.
Right, because they're more kinetic.
Correct, exactly. So each one of the different types of weapons has a different type of characteristic.
Okay.
Keeping in mind that the plasma weapon does up, down, left, right, or if you're fancy, orthogonally.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We were making game. We had to look up what that was.
Yeah, it's fine.
Indeed.
You want the show to be educational,
yes,
right?
Of course. All We'd right. like to educate everyone about space war tactics all the time.
All right, well, right, it is your turn. I've taken my recruitment point.
I just use a line from Robotech.
Okay.
But you know what?
I'm going to actually go ahead and start with a secondary action to discard and draw another card to see if hopefully I can get something that works well. And I think that will actually work really well because now I have a greater shield repair I can use to go ahead and replenish my destroyer.
Interesting.
Sometimes you just get that card you need.
Sometimes you do, and sometimes you don't. Yeah, I think that's worthwhile. We'll go ahead and spend two of our energy on the light cruiser to use our happy little plasma beams on this forward destroyer here.
Okay, well, this destroyer here is going to spend two energy to fire its light laser at your light cruiser.
Fair.
Because.
Fair.
Because you get to react to the...
I do get to react, and laser weapons are reactive in nature.
Which, fortunately, that also hurts the frigate behind it.
It does. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Every time they play, I get nervous.
Yeah, why?
Because I'm really, like, terrified that they're just going to start going at it. But the good thing is this table you have here is so heavy, there's no chance in hell they can flip
They can't flip
thing.
It, yeah.
You know, there's no way.
Fair. Is that a challenge?
Yeah, Pete, I'm hearing a challenge.
No, yeah, I'll challenge you guys. This table ain't going anywhere.
No, it's not. No,
Anyway. We're going to try to see if we can do a little bit more damage on that destroyer. We're going to overcharge the light cruiser. So that's three full points of power it can use to fire its medium laser at that destroyer for three damage.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Then what I'm going to do is, since I still have that internal light laser, I'm going to overcharge and react. So I will be firing two back at you. And to save a little bit of damage, I'm going to spend one energy from my frigate to block one of your incoming three damage?
Yep.
Okay, so I will be taking two damage total, but I also did two damage to him.
Mm-hmm. So you can use a ship that's in your fleet to... Oh, I'm using a ship to block.
Specifically, the frigate has an ability called Interference. See, okay, it is reactive, and it affects the ships adjacent to it.
All right, so... sorry, when I find... Okay, so something that needs to be explained, like to...
No, that's fair.
Explain it.
Do it.
Just so people understand the flow of the game.
Absolutely.
Yep. No, that's perfectly fair. It's like the frigate is actually jumping in front of the incoming fire to help. But that, my friends, is all I'm going to be able to do on my turn. So I'm going to collect my recruitment token and hope that I don't end up losing too much in the interim.
Let's see.
Considering
she's going under the table here.
Two's in the front.
I was about to duck.
All right, so I'm going to start by discarding a card to draw another card.
Okay.
And let's see. What am I going to do?
No, you're taking actions, right?
I am taking actions. Okay. It is my turn. And I'm deciding if I want to use the stuff in my hand or if I want to take this opportunity to regroup, because it might not be a bad time, but I also have another light cruiser with a bunch of stuff.
You're not wrong.
So I'm going to use my light cruiser with a bunch of stuff. So I'm going to start by spending 2 to fire this magnetic rifle at your front destroyer to deal 1 and 1.
I'll show them that beautiful card, please.
I will show them that beautiful card.
And there's the eye candy.
Nice.
And what you see here that we're doing as well is that in place of the numbers that you can see on some of these tokens, mm-hmm. if you flip them over to the other side, they are still worth 1.
Right.
So that way it makes it very easy.
Multiple uses.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
In case you lose some tokens in the interim of playing.
That hurt just a little bit.
Table throwing or token throwing.
Cats.
Mm-hmm.
Cats. Children. Dogs.
Let's see. You know what? I think I'm going to do that again. Another mag rifle.
She's unstoppable, folks. Or is she?
Well, she would be unstoppable, except I'm not there.
Oh, well.
And Ragus just played an evasion card?
Yes, he did.
Yes. Evasion are useful, but they are numbered, so your deck only has X number of them.
And I'm going to call my turn at this point, so I'm going to grab my recruitment. What you got?
Cards.
No, I think that's interesting. You left your ships overcharged.
Actually, I haven't regrouped. I can't do anything about them right now.
So once you overcharge them, you cannot take them off until you regroup.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
So one of the things that I'm going to do is I'm actually going to use the energy from my destroyer that's still here. I'm going to spend 2 of those points, fire one of these beautiful plasma beams at this destroyer over here, which is currently a sitting duck.
Right.
It is, but my frigate can reduce the damage on it while taking a hit itself. So we're going to do that.
Such a beautiful thing. And it still does have a lot of power, though.
But you didn't take away a ticket from the other one, did you?
So what I did is I used my frigate's ability again to block the 1 damage that was going to my destroyer, but it still hit, so the splash damage does occur, so the frigate still took its damage.
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and use the other additional power from that destroyer to use its light laser to see if I can get close to taking that destroyer out, hoping that even though it may be, she's probably going to have it re-energized next turn, but... having a single hull point, if she can't repair it, means it's still going to be relatively vulnerable. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And thus, pass my turn.
All right. In the meantime, I'll give you your recruitment. And I am going to regroup during my phase. So I'm going to keep those 2 and draw 5 more.
Technically, you could have kept shooting with all your ships, right?
When you do a standard activation, you can only fire with a single ship. So if you don't have the ability to regenerate its power, as we've done with like auxiliary power or such like that, your activation is effectively done.
Okay, cool.
It's only during some of the special, like what I was able to do when I could flock with all of the ships, then I could activate everything.
All right. So I've recharged my energy. I don't want to spend my recruitment points this turn. I don't feel a need. But I do think it would be worthwhile to repair my shield by 2 and my hull by 1 on that ship in the front. So not so easy a target next turn.
Just going to have to bring some bigger guns.
Well, it is your turn to bring the bigger guns.
A quick reset for everybody who's joined us new here at Checkpoint XP. This is the DCC Geek Culture Congress. We are here with Fiora Initiative. They're showing off their brand new card game, Orion Sphere, which their Kickstarter starts tomorrow. So they need your support, please. If you enjoy what you've been watching, if you're a fan of sci-fi capital ship battles, this is the card game that you've been waiting for, okay? So go ahead and go to their website, bookmark it for yourself, FieroInitiative.com. You can go to Kickstarter and go to the upcoming projects and find their page so you can follow it and be notified when it goes live tomorrow. At what time?
goes live at noon.
Yes, Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
All right.
Yep.
And then tomorrow we also have the launch party at
Waypoint 6 Tavern and Geekery on Omerton Road. So
in
we'll be there.
Largo, Florida, for any of our international people watching. Mm-hmm. National people watching us.
Exactly.
Worldwide.
So we're going to go ahead and do our regroup because at this point we had no ships without power. We have been lucky enough to pull one of these greater hull repairs because that light cruiser took quite a bit of a beating. So it's now actually going to go up to full hull. But in addition to that, because I'm getting a little bit tired of being on the back end of things, we're going to go ahead and bring this beautiful, beautiful heavy cruiser into play.
Ryoga is playing his pimp hand now.
You could put it that way.
Just for anybody watching, the goal is not to eliminate everybody's ship. The goal is to get the points.
Correct.
To win the game. Because, of course, you know, everyone, after it's not a finite, you know, win, of course, the race is survive, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, keep in mind, too, that as you play through and the ships get claimed, there are fewer and fewer ships that become available later on. So the game does have a very finite finish.
I see. Okay.
And if you're up for a longer game, you can play until last man standing.
Okay.
One of the other things that you could do as well, which we have included in the base rule book as well, is that, for example, if our two partners here wanted to join in as well, each of them could also join on a particular side so that Pete and I here could be working together as a single unit with two different species against the other two.
I see.
So we would win.
Yes.
Or you can also do every man for himself four-way, right?
Could.
Yep. Correct. You
Absolutely.
Can.
Or every race for himself.
Now, if anyone would like to see the rule book, we will have a link to it on our Kickstarter page. And if you're familiar with the site BoardGameGeek.com, you can find our game Orion Spur. We have the stats up there with a little bit of artwork, and there is a link to the rule book there as well. You can download it, read it, see if it's something you like, if maybe you need to read it as opposed to see it.
Excellent. All right, so let's continue.
Indeed.
Let's finish this up.
I now pass turn.
Okay, how do we want to do this?
An excellent question.
Once again, with cards.
Well, that's fair. After all, you can't play a card game without cards.
Nope, and, you know, thanks everyone for being here. I like it.
All right, I'm going to have my light cruiser back here use its medium laser on this destroyer that is sitting out there.
Okay.
For 3 points of damage.
I like that. I think I'm going to not only accept that damage, I'm going to go ahead and use all of its power to go ahead and fire a particle beam back at you. Because if I'm going down, I'm taking you with me.
Well, unfortunately, you're not going to take me with you because my frigate over here can block one of those, so it's only going to do the three. And then for the heck of it, I'm also going to overcharge to fire this ion laser back at you.
Okay.
Because whatever you say bounces off of me and blows your ship up.
Somehow I don't think that's a law of physics, but, you know.
And then that was 3 damage, so there goes my shield and one of my hull points. And that is that turn, so I'm going to get that recruitment point, and the play is yours.
But I didn't see him take his damage, though.
Did I? Oh, okay. This now only has a single hull left. Okay. It is actually extremely vulnerable right now. But I don't mind sacrificing the destroyer, because what I think I have the ability to do now should be able to tip the scales a little bit. So I'm going to show you guys what a heavy cruiser can actually do. And one of the first things I think needs to happen...
We need the theme music, Peter.
Yeah, I know.
We need the introduction window, you know, and the...
Okay,
I'll call Snoop Dogg.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and use my heavy cruiser back here.
Okay.
Because its ability is called artillery. it actually has the ability to fire behind the first row of ships. So I'm actually able to target this frigate that's sitting back here with two hull points. So I think that these ship missiles here are probably a good idea.
He says that.
Oh, man.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to overcharge this to fire ion lasers at it, which is going to do 2 points to those two missiles, which means they don't exist anymore.
And excellent.
They've been ionized.
Right. Yes. But you see, now it's completely vulnerable. So now with another point of power, I will fire my second barrage of these beautiful, beautiful ship missiles at that same target.
Okay.
And here's where
there you go. And that's a total of how many points now for you?
He has 3 points.
Correct.
And how many points do you have right now?
I have 2.
Okay.
So now, here's where it really gets interesting, because the heavy cruiser can still bypass the destroyer to now actually target her light cruiser.
Explain that one more time. Sorry.
Okay. Because the heavy cruiser has the ability to fire beyond the front row of ships.
So you can fire multiple times with the heavy cruiser?
Correct. Because I have a lot more power than I do on some of my smaller ships.
I still need the power to do that.
Right. Yes, I still need power to do it. Mm-hmm. But now I can actually target her light cruiser.
Okay. So for the math, the ship missiles only cost 1 energy. So he only spent 2 of his 5 to take out my frigate.
Wow.
And now, even though this is not going to do multiple ship damage, I'm still going to go ahead and use 4 points of power from this, which is going to leave it disabled, but I think it's safe. And I'm going to actually fire a plasma bolt at that light cruiser, which cannot evade.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am.
I had to increase the suspense. The prize is yours. The game is yours.
Game. Well done. Match.
Excellent.
Look at that.
You've done well.
And that,
you actually get to see, you know, the founding father of a game play a game.
Exactly.
I mean, just imagine hanging out with, you know, the guy who invented chess and seeing how that game was not like it is today.
Yes, I know.
Very true.
So give everyone the 411. They want to follow you guys. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you guys have, Twitch channel, YouTube, or whatever, go ahead and plug everything.
All right. So let's start with the social media. You can find us at Fiero Initiative on Facebook and Twitter. We are Fiero_Initiative on Instagram. We are also Fiero Initiative on YouTube. We have all of our Kickstarter videos up, so you can hear us talk about our game. You can hear us talk about the individual species that we like. Maybe get a few laughs on some of the videos.
Check out the Terran video. That's my favorite species, and you're going to hear the depth and knowledge that I have in gaming when you actually watch this, because I think it's really unlike anything you've ever heard. I think you'll love it.
I will concur with that.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. Watching you guys play. It was great.
We also have some how to play videos featuring Ryoga and Angelo. Mm-hmm. So you get to see a couple of turns played out, just as a reminder. You can always visit our website at www.fieroinitiative.com. What else do we have? YouTube, social media.
As you had mentioned earlier, we are also registered on BoardGameGeek. So if you want to go on our website, you can look us up. Orion Spur is on BoardGameGeek.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys, for everyone here from Fiero Initiative for coming again to my show, or to our show, should I say, and bringing your excellent game to the masses. So you know your creation, should I say. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it.
We very much do appreciate the invite. We're very happy to be able to share this with you and all of your viewers on the eve of our launch, so that we can actually let everyone else get ready to have their own copies and enjoy it as much as we do.
Excellent. Thank you so much, guys. Fiero Initiative. Go right now. FieroInitiative.com. Go to Kickstarter. Find the Kickstarter and click interested so you can be notified when it goes live tomorrow at noon. The Kickstarter for Orion Spur. They need your support to make this game a reality out in the hands of the public. So please, if you are a fan, please just show them that box one more time before we go. Right. And anyone who's listening on the audio version of this, I will put the link up of this video of the live stream so you can see the actual gameplay and all the art and all that good stuff. Okay. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you
so much. Geek Culture Congress signing off. Until next time. Ciao.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.